Hey, everybody. I'm Joe Longo. This is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. I'm with my good friend, Natalie Levin, and we are talking spring astrology and all of the things here on the, well, later tonight, it's the first we switch over. So really, we're in the last day of winter still.
We are. It's true. This is the last day of Pisces. And then
it's the last day of Pisces.
Yes, it is.
Shit.
How has it been for you this past 30-ish days?
Now it's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Like good, bad, all of it. Yeah. How about for you?
I've enjoyed this last 30 days of Pisces season much more than I usually do. I think I have invited consciously myself to dance with the fact that this connection, Pisces is connection to spirit. Now, I also have fallen. Pisces rules addiction. And I will let everyone know that I am in a crazy addictive cycle right now with sugar. And it's like, I don't know, it's just so profound. And it's this kind of candy called Sweet Tart Chewy Fusion. I hesitate to say it out loud so that no one else comes down with the addiction. But I bought 6 bulk bags from Walmart, and it was like a middle of the night. It was really like I had gone out to like score some heroin. Mm-hmm. So I'm in that shadow side of Pisces, and I'm also, it's a both and, I'm also feeling so connected to the all that is. And I'm starting to be able, when I say I call on my archangels around me right now, I can picture them being like, shoop, and they're like enormous and they have enormous wings. This is new for me. I mean, I have not.
Oh, interesting. Again,
like, I never really, growing up, was invited or encouraged to do anything like that. In fact, it was made fun of.
Oh.
So, and because I'm living with my parents at this time, what's happening is they are also starting to shift and change. I actually just asked my dad, who has had, well, during the Pisces season, I also was physically really sick, because, and Pisces rules like liquid. And I was like in this crazy liquidy, who knows what it was, upper respiratory thing for like 50 years. And my dad still has it. And I asked him, would you be open to my asking my social media, my friends for prayers for your healing? And he was like, which friends? He's like, all of them. And I was like, everybody. And he was like, sure. And like, so now I have like, this team of intergalactic beings sending him healing. I said, Dad, I invite you to be open to feeling a shift as the day's progressing. And he's like, okay. So it's really this magical experience during this Pisces season of as above, so below, as without, so within. So as I am opening more and more to spirit, my parents are as well, because I'm living with them. And then mm-hmm. I had this gorgeous visitation with my sister, who left her body 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was asleep, and she came to me it was like, oh my God, I could hug her. I felt her strong. Her body was always hot. She like she's a 5 planets in Aries. So she was like fire, fire, fire. And I hugged her and I was crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've missed you so much, friend. It's so wonderful to see you. And she told me, Joe, that they are hiding the second sun from us.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've heard about this before. So I don't quite know. She didn't elaborate, but it's just, you know, for us to know that there are many, many things that we probably do not know about that are being hidden from us. Mm-hmm. And the second thing that she told me is, I said to her, Bren, I keep feeling into this idea that we only are seeing 4% of everything that is actually there. And she was like, that is correct. So I got it takes a lot of energy for the spirits to come in densely enough so that we can actually experience them more in their incarnate form. So if she, I said, "Are you? Is it tiring for you to be coming into me so present? Like you're so present?" She said, "It is. It's taking a lot of energy." And little by little, she just started to fade, and it turned into me being on a phone call with her. And I could only hear her voice. And I was like, "Oh, Bren, oh man, it was too hard for you to be in your physical state." She was like, "Yeah." And then little by little, the phone call, her voice got fainter and fainter. And then there was a click and the call was lost.
Wow.
And I woke up and I was like, I was so filled with so much love and delight and joy. And it's like beyond faith. It's like a knowing how much all these beings are around us all the time. And it felt so, my heart has been, I still feel the delight and joy just permeating my existence every single day since that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also new for me. So I've had a lot of new experiences during this Pisces season that are unusual for me.
Mm.
And Pisces is there is no separation in Pisces. It is the all that is. It is oneness. It is, and that's why it also, for me, is a connection. Oh my gosh, I have a lot of stuff to say this morning. It's a connection to artistic, creative libido. Because mm-hmm. when I get out of my way, I'm able to be much more creative and connect in with my creative libido than when my ego is trying to say, "Oh, who's going to like that? Like, who's going to even pay attention to that?" No, it doesn't matter. I am here to actually receive messages from beyond, put them into something, like even this is creative libido that mm-hmm. we are doing right now. We are creating, this is art for me. And if I get in the way and try to edit myself, that is interrupting the channel.
Yes. Yeah. I've been having this interesting experience of, this might sound weird. I feel as if sometimes I'm like I will be saying things in a session or pulling oracles where I feel like I black out.
Whoa.
And then I'm like, what did I just say? I'm going to guess it was good because it's just, it's there. And maybe one or two, a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
I pulled up, I was doing my Sunday service and I went live on TikTok, which I usually don't do that often.
Oh, yeah.
And someone said something about, you know, energy, Jesus, all the scary things. Oh. Right. And there was this thing within me that just literally shut off the comments. I couldn't see any more comments and I was just flowing. And as I was flowing, instead of being the typical Joe smartass, it was like much more love and like a comforting kind of kick in the butt instead of my smartassness. And then after the read, Tina said, "There were a bunch of really beautiful comments. Did you see them?" And I'm like, "Didn't see anything. Didn't see any of the," it was like when the shitty comment came in on TikTok, it's like my brain literally just turned off all of the comments and I didn't see any of them. And it's been happening in sessions. And last night in our Monday night manifestation mastermind group, I was talking about the subconscious mind because I've become addicted with this book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Holy shit. And all of a sudden it was like, I finished the thought and I was back. But I like disappeared.
You're channeling something powerful.
Mm-hmm. And to circle back to your angels and them showing up, once they start showing up and we start seeing them, you kind of start seeing them everywhere. And I'm like, oh, there they are. And there they are. Like when I had a session with Kilkenny and we were talking about Archangel Michael, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, he has been around. Then it started showing up everywhere. And with clients that I have that literally like every time we do this, I'm typically in this spot, you're in that spot.
Yeah.
There was one client, literally same thing. She would always sit in the same spot. After the Archangel Michael showing up, in the next session with this person, I noticed behind her were a bunch of little angel statues. And I'm like, what? We can't even go on. I'm like, I need to find out about these angels. She was like, Joe, they've been here the whole time. Like, I've had those statues every session that we've had. And it's like, I never saw them until.
Oh my gosh. And wow. Yes. They say they're, my friend Katie, who's a medium and a psychic, and Courtney, they say, you know, this spirit team is always around you. They're always there. And people be like, how do I talk? How do I find my guides? How do I communicate with them? And they're like, just start talking to them. Like, you're going to feel like people will think you're crazy. And the invitation is, would I rather be thought crazy and not find my healing team, or find my healing team and be thought like that didn't make sense. Would I rather not people not think I'm crazy and I'm like a left alone, or can I be like people? So speaking of crazy, Joe, I'm noticing as I am allowing myself to be more and more bigger and bigger and authentically me, which I had some restraints around for the past like 14 years. I'm noticing that some people are unfriending me, not like it's just not engaging with me at all. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a new experience for me, because I have my addiction was to making sure everyone was comfortable around me. Mm. And I'm not doing that the way I was doing it before. And you don't like me anymore. And that is, for me as a Pisces sun, Pisces Mercury, and a Cancer moon, big work for me to bear the discomfort of having the story I make up is I made someone uncomfortable by being me, which I really can understand, because if you want to interact with me, you're really interacting with me. There's no like, I'm going to fade into the background. And so it just might be too much for some people. And as I say it like this, that's like, of course. And there's still the ego part of me that's like, ooh, that feels painful. Like the want to be included in everything. Is there?
I've been having this kind of same interesting feeling and experience where on my Instagram, I've been fluctuating like up 500 and then I lose 500 followers. And then it starts climbing back and then they start going away. And at first I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'm upsetting or whatever. And then I started just changing the story. And every time I see the follower count go down, I'm like, I must be saying something right.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying the right things, because the people that aren't supposed to be here are leaving, and they can leave.
They can't. Right. It's like wonderful. They can push unfollow. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed through my life, there were teachers that I had and podcasts that I listened to. Yeah. I don't listen to anymore. And at one point in my life, they were a huge influence in my life. But it's like I got what I was supposed to get from it. Mm. I'm like, okay, I've progressed past that, or we're just not in alignment. And I think the more we can come into ownership with us really being ourself, and like, oh, right, maybe I was people pleasing and trying to make everybody happy, but not myself. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually taking my power back and saying, this is me. And I'm not doing it to harm anybody. I'm doing it for the highest good.
Yes.
And if that doesn't align with you, okay. Maybe we'll talk again. But if not, okay.
Yeah. Like maybe we'll find each other again at some point. I mean, even in the friend realm that happened to me, like in the real true friend realm with people that I've actually met in person, mm-hmm. I had this friend that I was friends with since I was like 20, and we loved each other so much. And then we had a rupture in our relationship and we didn't speak for 10 years. And then I was able to muster the courage to write to her and say, I wonder if you would be open to my making an amends to you. And she was so open. And we have since repaired our 10 years later with some, I mean, I've become a mother. I found astrology, like so much has shifted. And so, yeah, people can fall away and then return or not in this lifetime.
Right.
And yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been noticing the same with friends falling away, but then also friends from the past, like there may have been that split, are coming back or showing up in these, you know, different new ways.
Yes.
And it really, can we just be here, present? And again, I'm jumping back to the angels and the weirdness or the whatever. Like, it's this idea that we have, but again, I'm going to come back to, I'm going to show two books now. And both of them are super fucking old.
Oh yeah.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, written in the 20s, 30s. And then this one in the 60s.
The Power of the Unconscious, Subconscious Mind.
Power of the Subconscious Mind.
Uh-huh.
And then in Think and Grow Rich, it's all about our thoughts and how are we thinking.
Yeah.
And both of them have this interesting thing that we have the ability to tap into the infinite mind. Yeah. And it's like, these are businessmen, you know, from back in the day talking about this. And here we are, right? An intuitive astrologer. We're like, people think we're crazy. But it's like the people that made the, like some of the technology that literally that made our country did these things.
Had virtual
mastermind groups and just connected with themselves and asked themselves the questions, right? They may not have said, I'm talking to my higher self, but they all seem to have this, there's an infinite mind. There's an infinite source and we can all connect to it and call it whatever you want. Angels, guides, higher self.
Right.
There is this, and like your sister said, right? We're only seeing so little, right? Like 4% of the things. And it's so true. Natalie, this cat, King the cat that's in the house.
Where is that from? I didn't know.
A couple of years ago, Tina got her son a cat and he was moving, a college kid can't have his cat. The cat came to live with us in October. And the like what the cat like just sitting and seeing all of a sudden the cat just stops and it's like, you know, there's something there.
Absolutely.
I don't see Jack, but that cat is like all over the place. I'm like, what? Okay, what's going on? What's happening? And then when Stella connects to whatever it is too. And now I've got a dog and a cat and both of them are watching something that my eyes can't see and my ears can't hear.
Yeah.
But there's something around me.
Yes. Like,
well, what are they seeing? Right? What's going on? And there's so much that we just miss just because usually we're distracted.
Oh yeah. I feel like, well, one of the people that I'm listening to that I really am enjoying, her name's Pam Gregory. She's a British astrologer, a little old woman who lives like, who is a Pisces, again, a Pisces. She's really talking about how, yes, we're in this, on the 3D level, during this year, astrologically, I wouldn't be surprised if it looks like a big mess. And it already does. I mean, on the 3D level, and I'm not going to go into details because I don't watch the news, and I do know what's going on, but I don't watch the news. And at the same time as the 3D is crumbling, there is such an enormous collective awakening happening. And so in the other realms, the other dimensions, some people are using the word 5D. I don't really know what to make of that expression. So I'm going to let that be.
Mm-hmm.
There's such an awakening to the fact that this is not all we can see. There's an awakening to, I feel, to heart space, to heart-centered energy to love, the frequency of love. So it's really, it feels really important at this time with the astrology that we're in right now, which is we're in eclipse season. For those of you who don't know, this is eclipse season. It started officially on March 11th and goes all the way till April 22nd. And it is also, it's an extra special, intense eclipse season. And it's mixed with also the vernal equinox, which is happening tonight at about, at 11:06 PM. And then there will be the planet Jupiter, which is the largest planet in our solar system. You could fit 1,000 planet Earths into Jupiter, is going to be intertwined with the planet of shock, surprises, awakening. This is why also we're in this time of great awakening. The awakening also can involve the fact that people are saying, I don't necessarily believe everything the government is telling me. Like, that's, I know for me, that's new. Like, even to be, I'll say this, when I was like in my 20s and someone was like, a doctor was like, oh, it's really good for you to get Gardasil, S-H-O-T, to get the Gardasil shot because so that you don't get pre-cervical cancer. And I was like, oh, of course, yes. Inject me with that mystery substance. I won't go on about that, but like I so was comfortable saying, of course you have my best interests at heart. And people are not necessarily taking that for granted anymore, which is part of the death of the old. Capricorn is like the old traditional. And now we're moving into this incredible age of Aquarius, which is ruled by the planet of awakening, Uranus. So we collectively are being invited to step into a great awakening. It is absolutely a time of powerful shift. I've heard, there's another person I listen to, his name is Lee Carroll, and he channels a really beautiful being named Cryon. And I wonder if, like, is this too out there for your listeners? No.
Okay. Oh my God, no.
Okay. And he,
I mean, if they're really listening to me every day.
Okay. And Lee Carroll, channeling Cryon, whom you can find on YouTube as well, really is so excited for us as humans about how there's even talk of how our DNA, it might be at a point where our DNA shifts again, and there it comes back online. I mean, Aquarius energy, which we're moving into, is related to the internet. So it comes online for us to be much more always in our light bodies, as opposed to being so it's like my sister in my dream. She had to really fight hard to be in this dense, what appeared to be 3D body in my dream. It took a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of energy for us to exist in this very constrictive, restrictive 3D body. And so there is an opportunity that we will be able to expand much, 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 much more and feel much more freedom, and telepathy will become much more accessible. Like, I can just think about someone and immediately be in conversation with that person, which some people can do already. I feel like I do that with the people really, really close to me.
Yeah,
you probably have that too.
And I think it's the best way to say it is it's like it's coming online. Yeah. And again, it's probably going to happen this whole episode. I apologize, everybody, but I don't apologize. But in reading this book, it's like,
if you
tell your subconscious what to do, it's going to do it because that's its job.
Yes.
And it doesn't know what's real or what's make believe, right? So when we walk around and say, I'm a big old dummy. Your subconscious is going to show you that you're a big old dummy because you just told the program what to do. And like, all right, I was a fucking dummy today because I said it. And we've been like programmed to not say the good things, to not say. And this has been one of my biggest takeaways, literally telling our subconscious what to do. before you go to bed at night, if you're working on a problem, like there's something you're trying to figure out, hey, subconscious, figure out the solution to this problem and go to bed and wake up. Hey, subconscious, today we're figuring out this problem. But most of us, what do we say? I'm stuck. I'm blocked. Yeah. I don't know what to do. And we stay in that space because it's just, it's our habit.
Right.
And it could be magical, but really, is it just how magical we are? And we've been stripped from it. So that turning online, it's like, if we can realize my heart is beating because my subconscious is telling it to beat, it will do whatever I tell it. And I've really been sitting with this. It's the best and the worst wingman, right? It's going to be like, you can do it. Yeah, you can, as long as I believe it. But if I say I'm a big old dummy, it's going to say, you're right. You are a dummy. And it's bringing the awareness. And then by simply like asking, you can call it your spirit team, your subconscious, whatever it is, show me the sign. What should I do? How can I handle this? Instead of I can't. And these little things start clicking on. And then it's like, once we notice our angels, we start seeing our angels. And I'm like, oh shit, there it is. There it is. The trees outside in my backyard, there's a perfect angel wing in the sky. Like there's a circle of trees around the backyard. And when you stand right in the middle of the yard and look up, it looks like giant angel wings.
Oh, my gosh. You're so held. You're so, and I want to really illustrate the fact that when we begin to open up the others, what is beyond the veil wants to really conspire to support us. And I was listening to yet another Piscean. Her name's Kelly Morris, and she has a daily meditation practice called the Infinity Call. I've known her. She used to teach back. Have you heard of Jiva Mukti Yoga?
Yeah.
Oh, she was like the superstar teacher there. Like she looks like Barbie, and she was on the cover of New York Magazine when yoga started to get even bigger and bigger. And like, she now will talk about, she was like a rock star and people would line up for like, it would be to cram in 70 people into her yoga class. I was one of them. And now we speak, and she actually has a call that she has a daily meditation call. And on Sundays, she has a free offering at 11:11 on Eastern Standard Time. And of course, 2 days ago, she was talking about the power of the subconscious. I had never really heard this before. She said, and so here are all of our guides and angels reminding me to pay attention, because she said, look, when you say something, your unconscious is like a little baby duckling that's going to imprint on whatever it hears. So if you say, wow, I really suck, your unconscious doesn't have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yes, I really suck. Or this like, oh, you're joking. Like, I'm not really all that. And your subconscious is like, yeah, you're not really. So instead it's, can the language shift to, I am so powerful. I am powerful beyond my wildest dreams. I am so wonderful and worthy. And my subconscious is like, you are so powerful and so worthy, and everything is constantly unfurling in your favor when I say that to myself. And I'd love that you have given me this opportunity to be reminded about that, and that you actually have the book. I feel like this is really a beautiful message, not just for me, but for the people listening. Like the language that you use, it's not. And also she talked about the things that we might watch on TV, which can be, you know, there's some really snarky language used in a lot of television. Mm-hmm. And can I choose thoughtfully, which I don't always do, what I might be deciding to put in to allow into my subconscious? Because my subconscious is like, oh, yes. Like I'm watching Succession right now. I don't know.
It's really, oh, it's so good.
So good. It doesn't
How could a family be like this?
I mean, right. This doesn't have a lot of people talking to their guides and angels in that.
No.
So I love the acting. I mean, that is the thing. But, and, you know, I know that I'm not going to go around acting. I know I'm fascinated. So, yeah, I love that you brought in that subconscious book. That's so amazing. So are you actually reading it? Like, did you make it through the whole book?
Well, I've listened to it. And then I was like, I got to get it because there's so much in it. Mm. Like, I know it's going to be one of those books that's just like, and what's been happening last night, I've had my Monday night manifestation mastermind group in school.
Yes.
You should totally jump into if you're ever around on a Monday night. And we were talking about all of the things, and it was just like, oh, and I wanted to talk about like these two, how it's like 30 years apart, they're talking about the same thing. And this infinite intelligence. So people have been talking about the infinite intelligence forever. I just, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, here it is again. Am I going to catch it and actually be able to hold it? And after the call, someone asked a question about, well, how would I word, like, I want more clients, but I want more money. And which do I focus on? And after the call, I opened up the book. I don't know if I'm still on the page, but I opened up to this wonderful spot. I've got my wrong glasses on to see little words.
Yeah, you need your readers. We're at that age.
Infinite intelligence gives me this desire. Well, the infinite intelligence, which gives me this desire, leads, guides, and reveals to me the perfect plan for the unfolding of my desires.
Will you read that again, please?
The infinite intelligence, which gives me this desire, leads, guides, and reveals to me the perfect plan for the unfolding of my desire. So,
can you elaborate?
Yeah, yeah. If you have the idea pops into your head. It popped into your head because of the infinite intelligence. So if the idea came into your head, you can also figure out how to bring that idea into existence.
Okay. So if the idea would not have come into my head, we're not to have the tools to make it happen.
Right.
Oh,
but we've been programmed to believe that we can't make it happen or that it's too hard and it has to be a struggle. Typically because we're saying the wrong shit. You probably remember just a couple of years ago, me saying, I feel like I'm in molasses. I feel like I'm stuck in the airport and I'm waiting for them to call my gate. I sat in that space for like 6 months because I kept saying, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck. So I was stuck. And the thing, the key is the feeling, right? And like Neville Goddard's book, The Feeling is the Secret. It really is the secret. What are we feeling? If we're feeling like a bag of shit, we're going to be a bag of shit. If I'm feeling like I'm stuck, I'm going to be stuck. Can I move into the space of feeling what it would be like to be safe, to be secure, to be able to go to the grocery store and fill up my grocery cart with anything I want and smile and walk out. But we have all of this bullshit from our whole life. So it's like the uncovering to say, wait a minute, I have the idea. I can make it happen. I don't know how, but this is why. And as long as I sit with that why and say, subconscious, infinite intelligence, show me how, and be open, it's going to show us because it's its job.
Wow. I love, so it's like, what I'm hearing also is this acknowledgement of I am connected. We are all one. I am always connected to source. Source speaks through me. And if I am able, and if I can invite myself to open up to hearing what source wants to communicate to me and through me without letting the 3D part of my mind shut it down, then I can't even imagine the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like an echo of what you've just said?
Yeah, I would just change the I can't to I'm so excited to experience.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love that. Yes. I'm really noticing if, even if, like even any word that has a negative timbre, I'm inviting myself to find a different word or expression. I love that. I'm so excited too.
Oh yeah. There's this great clip of Rick Rubin, you know, being Rick Rubin, just chilling on the couch, being the wise music producer that he is. And he says so nonchalantly, stop saying I can't and start saying I haven't done it yet.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. I ask clients that. I say, have you expressed yourself artistically yet? And then often they're like, I'm not an artist. I can't do anything. I'm like, oh, not yet. I said, I'm wondering what might start to express itself through you. And then like, we also explore what actually constitutes art.
Right.
What, you know, cause people have, oh, I'm a painter, I'm a photographer, I'm a singer, I'm a dancer. That is limited. There is so, I mean, even the way you set up your background is art for me.
Totally.
I mean, you are an artist. So there is like, and I would imagine you are comfortable using that word to describe yourself.
Oh yeah. It took a long time as well though. Yeah. Cause I didn't know I was an artist until I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, because you changed majors?
I failed a photography class and fell in. Yeah. My football coach put me in a photography class cause it was going to be an easy A. Second semester, my first year at Mansfield University, my football coach was my academic advisor as well. That was also his job at the university. And he was like, Joe, we're going to put you in this photography class. It's an easy A. That way, you know, you only have to worry about these three classes. So, you know, you got an A.
Yeah.
Because it's all like you have to have a 3.0 to keep your money that they're giving me, to all my scholarship money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take a photography class. It was Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was just one day a week. It was a Friday class and it was do your assignment, go to the lab and develop your photos and do that. And I also had a key to the dark room. So I would take pictures throughout the week, play in the dark room, but going to class on Friday afternoon, I would always see other people on the football team. They're like, Joe, we're going to Tim's house to drink. I'm like, okay. And it was spring, you know, so it's the spring, hot, 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Ooh, I don't know what I was thinking, but that showed me, oh my God, here's this creative spark. And I loved it. Just run it. Like that camera was with me everywhere. And I loved it. Loved it. But I thought I wasn't an artist because I couldn't draw a straight line, because I couldn't paint like the rest of my family. So I just associated art as painting, drawing, and no one ever said, hey, did you want to take a picture?
Right.
Until that class. So then that all shifted. I'm like, oh my goodness, I am an artist. And that's I think I may have told you this. That's the first thing my mom said to me when I walked down the steps to say, I don't want to go back to Mansfield. I want to go to art school. My mom looked at me and said, oh my God, you're not gay. You're an artist. She was like, we would love you anyway, but it all makes sense. You're an artist.
That's horrible.
And she was like, because there at that time, like I had long hair. I had all of the earrings.
Oh my God. I can't even picture that at all.
All of them. There are times that, you know, I'd paint my nails or I'd have like black eyeliner on or, you know.
Wow, you were like a little bit punk.
It was the early 90s, like 91, 92, 93. Yeah. And grunge had just started, right? Like Nirvana just popped and Michael Stipe, like where's a Michael Stipe today? So it was like seeing all of that. Like I would sit in class and if the girl next to me was putting on eyeliner or whatever, like I want some eyeliner. Or if the girl was painting her nails, I'm like, paint my nails. Oh, and I didn't care. Cool. It was just like, so then I'd come home. My mom would just be like, what are you doing? My God.
You're not gay. You're an artist. Oh my God. That's hysterical. Oh, your mm-hmm. mom is really, and your mom is connected. She is connected.
Super connected.
Yeah, I love that. I know. It's through the vein of Christianity, is that right?
Yes, but she's always been very much, but yeah, she is through Christianity. Mm-hmm. And my dad's, which I thought was my mom's my whole life until just a couple of years ago, my dad's grandmother read tea leaves.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think great grandma read tea leaves as well. So there's intuitiveness on both sides of the family.
Yes.
And
it bubbled through and to you. Oh my mm-hmm. goodness.
And it's, you know, so they've got it. And then in that, and I was always connected to that growing up. And I would hang out with my mom and all of her church ladies in the kitchen and listen and be like, I don't think this is right what y'all are saying. And I feel bad about
that to them. Like, did you say that to them?
Yeah. And I remember, Natalie, one day they were all there. They're like, we want to pray on you. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. I'm like, do you think I'm going to like fall down too? Because, you know, that was the big thing, right? Like, you go up and you get prayed on and then you fall. Like, I think they call it being slain in the spirit. Sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone.
I am fascinated.
And I remember, like, I was probably like 13, 14. I was like, go ahead. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. And I just stood there. And I wasn't trying to be mean, but it was just like what it is. Like, I don't think what you're doing is real. Yeah. But if you do, that's fine.
Yeah.
But for me, it wasn't connecting. And being in those spaces is just like, oh, okay, cool. And seeing also, even though I thought they may have been a little cuckoo, but seeing them sit around the table and be like, all of a sudden, one lady speaking in tongues.
Oh.
And as she's speaking in tongues, then somebody else just starts speaking in English saying, this is what she's saying. This is the prophecy that's coming through.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of metaphysical stuff that you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even for me, it's so different from anything I've ever experienced. That sounds really like that's really out there to me.
It's super out there. And again, at that time, I'm like, it sounds like these people are just going blah, 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 blah. And then somebody on the, like, because this would happen in church as well. Like, someone would just start going off. And then someone on the other side of the room would just stand up and start speaking in English. And be like, this is the message that's coming through.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Okay. I sound a little batshit crazy, but all right. But it normalized connecting to spirit, even though I didn't believe their approach.
Right. That wasn't the way it works for you.
Made it also okay to be like, yeah, I'm getting a message.
Yes.
Like, I feel this.
Yes. Yes.
And it's okay.
That's so great that you grew up. I mean, that's one big plus of growing up in a religious family of like the kind of religion that, I mean, I grew up with nothing. Like, we're ethnically Jewish and we're like, where's our next lox and bagel? Like, that's what we were focused on. So it's changing now, and you know how the children coming in are so they're different, the people who are being born now.
Mm-hmm.
And like my child, for example, has begun to lead us in saying a blessing over our meal before we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, like my mom feels rebellious. My dad's like, okay. I'm like, yes, honey. And he has us all hold hands and he leads us. He's 8. And I'm like, oh, I see. You've come to remind us. You've come like blessings on our meal. And then he says, bon appetit. Now you may eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this ritualizing.
Ooh, I don't know if I've ever said this to you. My nephew, Matthias, his name is Matthias Orion.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember when my niece named him, I'm like, you are giving him a very powerful name.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah.
And he's a powerful little man.
I bet.
And I remember when you telling me the name of your son, I thought the same thing. I'm like, well, we've got a magician.
Yes.
We've got another powerhouse.
Yes, we do. It's really, so the people, if anyone's listening on here and you have children, young children, or you're planning to have children, my invitation would be to remember that they are coming in much more connected to spirit than we were able to come in. And that I wonder if it's possible to really foster and nurture that and say, and when they say, oh, do you, I see that dragon over there. And you say, oh my gosh, tell me more about it. That's hard for me to see. I want to know all about it. So that you, it's almost like the way that it's recommended that you talk to your relative who has dementia or Alzheimer's. You mm-hmm. go on the journey with them because they're experiencing something.
Yes.
And just because you can't does not mean it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. I really love that. Just in general, like when I'm working one-on-one with my clients, if they say like, oh, the wall in my room fell down. And I, instead of saying, I don't think that really happened, I say, oh my gosh, how was that for you? Like really practicing the cultivation of curiosity
mm-hmm.
to allow this creative imagination. It might have actually happened, but also the practice, like Carl Jung talked about the practice of creative imagination. And for me also, that is an invitation for me to, again, trust. I'm noticing that when I'm working with people, I close my eyes more so that I can really, the outer images don't interfere with the inner images. And what is coming through is becoming more and more accurate, more and more. People are like, wow, thank you. I think I was feeling embarrassed before to close my eyes on camera.
Mm.
And because one of the trainings that I got as an opera singer was when you're performing, a lot of singers are like, and they close their eyes. And it is a channeling when you're singing. And as a performer, if I'm on stage and I'm like, oh, mio bambino, my eyes are closed. I'm not offering to the audience. I'm keeping it for myself. Mm-hmm. So can I actually sing keep my eyes open and allow this like a performance? There's acting. Now, what I'm doing in session is not a performance. I'm not acting. It's okay for me to close my eyes. The person's mm-hmm. still going to receive what's coming through me, even without being able to see my eyeballs. So I guess what I'm trying to communicate to you is that what's coming through feels purer and purer. It feels like it has a really strong emerald green color when it's coming through often, which is the color of Archangel Raphael, mm-hmm. which is he's the healing angel. It's really feels so exciting and freeing to care less about what I look like to other people.
Yeah, totally. Natalie, I feel the same thing when I, you know, and I edit my card pull videos and there's times where it looks like my eyes are just jotting, like they're looking up and they're like, oh, I'm like, that's where it's, I guess I'm reading it out of the back of my head. I don't know. That's where it's coming from. I'm like, I might look a little insane in that video today, but it's okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that your eyes do that. That's so interesting. It's like your the word that comes up is like stimming as mm-hmm. the channeling's coming through. Like I can't, my eyes can't stay steady. Not that I'm not
mm-hmm. or they go up, like up to the left or up to the right. Like it's just like that.
Some people might say, well, what's up there?
Mm-hmm. Your guide, I guess.
Yeah.
It's where the signal's coming from. We've been talking for so long, and I want to touch on this before, because we're almost at an hour already.
Oh, I mean, we're really doing the sun at the last degree of Pisces, and I am loving it. It is you're the perfect person to be having this podcast with on the last day of Pisces. Okay, you have a question.
What are your feelings about April 8th's eclipse?
Okay. Well, I have been making eclipse videos for people. It's been really, really neat. It's like a 5-minute channeled astrology video. It's $33. And then I send it over to you and I take your chart and I look at what is, it's been so cool because I've done like almost 30 of these now. And the energy that's coming up, well, first of all, we have an eclipse on March 25th. I don't know if you know that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There's one that, so that is, I want to talk about both of them as a interwoven experience. The first eclipse is in the sign of Libra. It's a lunar eclipse. So lunar, the moon rules our feeling space. And Libra is relationships. Libra, and depending on where it falls in your astrological chart, which is something that I could help you with. People have been coming to me for sessions, like, can we talk about the eclipse for the whole session? It can be related to your relationship, Libra, with your feelings, lunar, moon eclipse, shifting around, like if it happens to be in the area of your chart that's around communication and the way your mind works, perhaps as you're in this eclipse portal, which we're in right now, there's an invitation for you to have a new relationship to how you feel. And I actually feel this. It's happening in my communication area of my chart. And this is actually what I'm talking about. Like I am feeling, so I'm an example of this. I am having a shift in my feelings about how I relate to love, Venus, when I'm communicating, and can I, my new way of being in relationship to how I communicate, which is where this is landing for me, will have lasting effects moving on. So then we couple that with the fact that the next eclipse is on April 8th. It is a total solar eclipse at its longest duration. It's lasting more than 4.5 minutes, more like around 4.5 minutes. Every eclipse that happens, there's an idea that every minute that the sun is not visible equals a year on either side of the eclipse. I don't know if it's either side. It could be like, so for the past 4 years, we've been feeling this eclipse cycle and we'll feel it for the next 4 years. And the eclipse energy is in Aries, which is fire. It's catalyst. It's hero. It also can be anger. It can be rage. It can be impulse control, lack of impulse control. It is happening conjunct, intertwined with the planet that is about our youngest wounding, and which is called Chiron, and a sense of I, me, my. What about me? What do I need? What do I want? And it's collective. It's happening collectively. So there can be one of the shadow ways it could show up is like a tantrum, a collective tantrum. And I don't know what that could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And the high vibration of it is I am being so invited to be my own leader, to be my own hero, and to do that for others. Can I allow the way I'm going along? I've been since I'm in the United States, I've been in this country for 53 years, more or less. I've lived other places. And then the lights are going to turn off on my relationship with this country for 4 minutes. And then they're going to turn back on and I'm going to see things that I have never seen before. I am going to see things in myself, the root of my isness that I've never seen before, and see, wait, I have so much fire and power and ability to make things happen. What do I want to catalyze for myself? What feels like it would feel heroic, like for me to do for myself? Like maybe it's heroic for me to continue to practice caring even less what other people like me. And how will that burst out into the realms? I mean, it's a fire eclipse. It is really, it feels so exciting to me. It feels like if I can harness it in a positive way, I can allow it to burn to the ground what's not serving me anymore. So that it's a brush fire.
Uh-huh.
So that's something, what is going to grow in its place? So that I feel very excited about these eclipses. And I will add one detail that it coupled with this eclipse portal is the fact that we are having the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. So it's in the eclipse portal that's happening. And that I would invite everyone to stay loose with their plans. Know that if suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, the bridge just collapsed. I'm going to have to find a new way to get wherever I'm going. It could be something that dramatic because Uranus is in the sign of Taurus, which is Earth, and Uranus explodes things. So I think it's going to be very exciting. I wouldn't necessarily use the word easy. Mm-hmm. And so it would be an amazing time for you to stay connected to your spirit team.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been feeling that as well. Like it's a very important time to stay connected your team and be aware of whatever may happen.
Yes. Yes. But I got very excited talking about that.
Well, that's awesome because your excitement made me feel a little less worried about it.
Oh, good.
Which is great.
You're having some worry. No, I feel like it's such an exciting time for awakening and releasing what is not serving us and stepping into the amount of people waking up keeps growing and growing. So as we continue to find each other through your channel, through my channel, these are people who want to step into this vibration of I'm waking up. I've been under a magic spell that has not been serving me. Mm-hmm. I'm releasing it, that we can find each other and continue to do amazing things, even with energy, sending positive energy and love vibrations to the people that are not able to feel that yet.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's a great way to put a bow on our time today.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much, Natalie. It is always
so good.
A super quick hour with you and so good. Everyone that's here listening, thanks for being here listening to us. All of Natalie's links are in the show notes. Join us in my school community. Natalie is there and hangs out with us once a month. Yes. And this month, what day did we pick?
I think we picked the 27th.
The 27th.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, hit the link in the show notes that says school community. And I'll see y'all in a couple of days. Have a beautiful whatever day it is today. And happy spring, because when you're hearing this, it'll actually be spring. So happy spring, everyone. Stay safe
happy
out
spring.
There. Yay. Awesome. Let me hit the stop record.